And we can get the business news from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. A new survey by the property website myhome.ie indicates that property prices have regained momentum, with the asking prices for properties nationally rising by 4% through 2023 in Dublin and outside the capital. The report was done with Bank of Ireland. Author of the report, Conall McQuilla, Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland, joins us. The buoyancy of the labour market has had a significant impact on the housing market, Conall McQuilla. Your report has an interesting figure from revenue that reflects that.
It does. After the budget, the revenue gave an estimate of how many people earn different income ranges. So the one we kind of highlighted was that they now believe that 357,000 tax units, so that's either a couple or a single person, now earn over 100,000 euros. So that's actually double where they thought it was back in 2018. So it just shows the very strong jobs growth and, you know, good jobs that are pay well, but also pay increases as well. It's pushing more and more people into that sort of six-figure income bracket. And of course, that's adding to housing demand and helping to push up prices.
And that kind of reduced the negative impact of rising interest rates.
Indeed. This time last year, house prices are actually falling. We saw house prices in Dublin fall for 8 consecutive months by almost 4%, for 5 consecutive months nationally in the first half of the year. So rising interest rates and also some of those frothy valuations that were built up during the pandemic were serving to push prices down. However, it was a year or two halves as we went through the year. The economy was still strong, we still saw that jobs growth, and of course, supply is very difficult. So we saw house prices start to rise again the second half, in our report today it shows asking price inflation still at 4% at the end of the year.
And buyers took on greater mortgage debt despite higher ECB rates.
They did, and again, I think that comes back to the labour market. The average mortgage approval in October was €297,000, that was up 6% in the year. So if people are borrowing more at the end of 2023, you would expect that would start to push up prices in 2024. So again, people are desperate to get on the housing ladder. They're borrowing more to try to do so.
Supply, or more accurately, the lack of supply remains an issue. How many properties were for sale on My Home in December?
Just 11,600. So that's close to the kind of lowest levels you would have seen during the pandemic. However, this time, I think it's important to say that more houses will be built or were built in 2023, and more houses were sold in 2023 than any year since the financial crisis. But at any given time on My Home, there are less properties for sale. And that's because as they go on, they're snapped up ever more quickly. So the average time to sale agreed was just 12 weeks. That's close to a historic low. So it's, I suppose, that 11,000 number is capturing the gap between very strong demand and still supply, which could be better. But ultimately, it just sort of shows how tight the market is. It's important. At the same time, overall transaction numbers are actually up last year.
Okay. In December, houses were being sold for 4% over asking prices. How does that December figure compare with months earlier in the year?
Well, in the summer of 2022, when the market was very hot, home buyers are paying at the median about 6% over the asking price. As the market cooled, that fell to around 1% at the turn of 2022-2023. But now it's actually increased again since really the summer of last year, up to 4% in December above the asking price. So it shows again that kind of competition for homes amongst home buyers heating up, the fact they're bidding up prices to a higher degree over and above the original asking price.
Did any sellers give instructions to cut asking prices?
Very few. Normally the winter is a pretty quiet time for the housing market. To some extent it's the stock that's left over from the summer they didn't sell. But actually the number of price cuts that we saw in Q4 was the lowest on record for that quarter. So again, just showing that people really aren't under pressure to cut their price to get a transaction over the line.
We know the housing crisis isn't going to be resolved today or tomorrow, but as someone who analyses the housing market, and you're not a politician, how long will it take before we're building enough houses to meet demand?
Well, I'm certainly not a politician. Look, I think there's a debate about will housing completions this year, last year, be 30,000, 35,000. There's a danger of being too microscopic. We really need to be building 40,000 to 50,000 houses to eat into the pent-up demand that's been built up over the past decade. We're certainly a long way away from there. And I suppose in the census results, which you saw last year, the implication of this is that you see greater number of adults living home with their parents. Yeah, you see more people packing into, say, apartments or higher household sizes among small property types. And ultimately, this is constraint on economic growth and the economy. So it may take a long time to get there, but this bottleneck in the economy is becoming ever more pressing. It will eventually in time hold back foreign direct investment or just growth in the economy generally. So it certainly is a concern.
So it's a priority issue and should be a priority issue going forward. Conall McQuilla, Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland, thank you for coming on the programme.